This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English. From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Roy.
哇 ,Roy, 你的胡子又留长了。我那天在社交媒体上看到你发了张你没留胡子的样子，你看，就这张。
That's not me. That's a picture of my son. He does look like me, but he's a lot younger than me.
你发的每张照片都是你儿子的，你可真是喜欢晒娃。
I am not sharenting. I know what that means. It's for people who share way too many photos of their children. I do not share too much.Besides, he's really cute.
He is cute because he looks like his mother. But you need to be careful how much you share. Let's talk more about sharenting after these examples.
There are many pros and cons of sharenting. We need to think about them before we post all these photos of our children. He needs to stop sharenting. I see so many photos of his daughter.Eric, I'm tired of your constant sharenting. Aren't you worried that your son won't be happy about this in the future?
This is BBC 英语教学的地道英语。我们正在给大家介绍新词 sharenting 的意思和用法。Sharenting 指父母过度的在社交媒体平台上发布自家孩子的照片或近况。而这类酷爱分享的父母们就可以被称为 sharents, 分享父母。Roy, you are a sharent.
I am not. I'm just really proud of my son. I do agree that you need to be careful when sharing things about your children.
Yes, there has to be a barrier between public and private life.
That's why I only share videos and photos of him doing things like playing football. Have you seen how good he is? He's like the new Pelé.
I have. He's really good. And I don't think that's sharenting. And I suppose even though you post a lot, there's nothing too personal. So I'll stop calling you a sharent.
I think sharenting is related to too much information. We need to also think about what we post, because in the future, my son may be very angry if I embarrass him with a silly picture of him dressed up like a giant parrot.
But there is a photo of your son dressed as a giant parrot. He looks ridiculous. You should remove that photo.
That's not my son. It's me. I like dressing in animal costumes.
Wow, he really does look like you, Roy. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English. From BBC Learning English.